Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 17th, 2024. Well, in my daily Bible reading, we come across Luke chapter number 16. And the verse that I chose out of this little passage of Scripture is that he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. And so that passage of Scripture is talking to us about being faithful in our responsibilities. This is after the parable of the unjust steward. And so Jesus is, again, he's training his disciples. This passage begins with just simple that Jesus said unto his disciples. So we remember that Jesus spent time with his disciples trying to teach them about what it meant to be a follower of his, but also training them for the ministry and preparing them for what is ahead of them. And so now he's talking to them about being faithful in how they handle something that someone else has given them. And there's a lot to be said about that for us, and we need to be thinking about, you know, and we need to be thankful. How are we faithful with what has been entrusted to us, like the Word of God has been entrusted to us? So have we been faithful as stewards of the Word of God? Are we reading it? Are we studying it? Are we applying it to our lives? Are we being faithful to the trust that God has given us of His Word? Then you can think that, well, have we been faithful to the work that he has given to us? And so we know that Jesus built his church, and he set some in the church first apostles. And then we know that he says, you are members in particular. And so all of us as members of a church are involved in the work that God has given us. And so you have a stewardship as a member of the church. First of all, if you're saved, you have a stewardship to be a part of the body of Christ. That's one thing that people miss sometimes, that the church is the body of Christ. You've got to be in the church to be a part of the body of Christ. And so you've been placed in the body of Christ. Are you being faithful to your position? The stewardship that God has given you of your place in his body, are you being faithful to that? And we need to think, he that is unjust in the least, you know, he'll be unjust in lots. He that is faithful in the least will be faithful in many ways. So we want to understand that. So we've been entrusted with the Word of God. We've been entrusted with the work of God. And we need to think about our stewardship in those areas. Also in this passage of Scripture is that Scripture that says that no man can serve two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And so when we think about that, if we're going to be faithful stewards, we have to have our allegiances resolved, and that we're going to be our allegiance is going to be with God and to the trust that he has given us. We're going to be faithful stewards because we know we've been placed here by God to do his work. And then we need to also understand that we can't serve God and the mammon of this world. We seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's our goal. That's how we are good stewards, is we seek the face of the Lord and his righteousness first. So your stewardship today, are you faithful to the stewardship that God has given you? Whether it be of his word, whether it be of his work, your membership in his church, are you being faithful? And then, you know, God has blessed you with financial means, whatever those are. Some people he's given great financial blessings, some not as great financial blessings, but no matter whatsoever state that we are in, when we are called, we need to be faithful in that state. So are you being faithful with what God has given you? He has gifted you with finances. Are you being faithful to that? Are you honoring God with that? Are you doing His work with that? I mean, are you being a faithful steward of what God has given you? Something for us all to consider today, and maybe we need to pause and think about our stewardship today. If we're going to be followers of Jesus, we need to be faithful in our stewardship. Heavenly Father, we just thank You that You are worthy of being followed. Help us to be good, faithful stewards of all that You've given us. Bless Your people today. Challenge them with their stewardship. Give them the wisdom so they'll know how to walk in a way that is faithful to You. And we just thank You for Jesus, who makes it all worthy and possible. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Pray God's blessings upon you today. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.